You're watching Tip TV Finance and meet Jenny Hammond and Zach Meir. And joining us down the line is Simon French from Panmure Gordon. Simon, it's good to have you with us. So later today, we're going to hear from the ECB and Draghi. What do you think we should expect from what he's going to say?
Well, Mario Draghi will, I think, strike quite an upbeat tone. He's probably quite relieved that global inflation is starting to pick up. He's probably, again, also quite relieved that the weakness of the euro will start to boost inflation across the eurozone. This doesn't suggest for one moment to me that they're out of the woods yet. But of course, compared to where they were, I think he's got more opportunity to suggest that the monetary policies that he's been doing have triggered domestic lending and that inflation is starting to return somewhere towards target.
I imagine a lot of people will be wanting to hear what he has to say about QE, but doesn't it kind of feel like he's sort of not got any more ammunition left if there is further, you know, uncertainty or geopolitical events in Europe to sort of play with?
Yeah, Jenny, you're absolutely right. And what he'll do, as he always does, it almost appears like the German part of the ECB Governing Council insist on this being his final paragraph, which is he'll plead for structural reforms. He'll pay lip service to governments trying to do more fiscal spending. Effectively, you read between the lines and you go, he can't do more on monetary policy. But you're absolutely right to mention that at the end of the day, he's going to be looking at the Netherlands election. He's going to be looking at the French election, potentially an Italian election, a German election, and go, I may have to dip into my toolbox, which I thought was exhausted, and come up with something entirely new.
Well, there's absolutely so much going on this week. We've got Trump, we've got the ECB meeting, we've obviously got Davos. What should we really be concentrating on? What's really affecting economies at the moment?
Well, you mentioned Davos, and I will keep my cynicism to myself because some people might interpret it as jealousy of the deep snow that they're enjoying.
So no invite for you then today.
Yeah, I mean, Theresa May speaking at the moment, and what we're hearing from her, I've just come from listening to her, is she's effectively presenting this global Britain idea. I think we shouldn't confuse it for anything other than trying to establish a negotiating position of the UK as the EU's worst nightmare, some deregulated, low-tax economy right on their doorstep, and trying to use that almost as a veiled threat, or quite an obvious threat, to extract concessions on a free deal, a free trade deal, and on customs union.
But we've got banks leaving with their employees leaving in the hundreds, according to the latest news. I think it's HSBC, RBS, maybe as well. I mean, it's not looking that good as far as her negotiating stance is concerned.
Well, hang on, I'll pick you up on that one, Zach. Look, the banks aren't doing exactly what Theresa May is doing and actually what the EU are doing as well. They're all lobbying. They're all lobbying at the moment. They're saying, look, we potentially relocate thousands of our staff, but they're going to wait and see. They're effectively positioning themselves as we are setting up operations that we could expand if there isn't a free trade deal, if there isn't financial services passporting, but it is nothing more than a threat at this stage. We haven't seen anybody walk out the door.
What else is happening in Davos? Because it does kind of feel like it's been hugely overshadowed and there's not really many people there at the moment apart from Theresa May and the Chinese Premier. So anything else coming out of it?
Well, I think you're right to talk about Premier Xi and the Chinese. A strange position, isn't it, when the Chinese are defending free markets and globalization, and then you've got the incumbent or the president-elect of the free world, Donald Trump, not there. But of course, you're right to say that all eyes are shifting fairly quickly from Davos to Washington and tomorrow's inauguration. And actually, how will markets react? I think there's a lot of nervousness that he is going to use the first 100 hours to do some quite totemic stuff in terms of executive orders. And I think there's potential for some really big market movements over the course of this weekend.
So what are your predictions with what's going to happen with Trump? What should we really be keeping our eye on?
Well, I come back to China because there are three prongs to the Trump agenda that I think sets him on a collision course with China. A hawkish stance on the one China policy. This is the idea that Taiwan is part of the mainland. On the 45% trade tariffs, I think he's going to follow through with that. And he's going to get an alliance with Congress to try and label China as a currency manipulator. That's a toxic cocktail, and I think the Chinese will respond.
Yes, I don't think the Chinese will take that lying down. Well, Simon, thanks so much. Simon French there from Panmure Gordon.